European shares have today had their biggest one-day slump since the UK voted to leave the EU in 2016 after the jump in coronavirus cases has, rattled investors. In London, the FTSE 100 recorded its worst one-day performance in more than 4.5 years. The Dow Jones is following suit too. A short time ago, it was off around 1,000 points, 3.5%, which is a big fall. We're joined from London now by the markets editor at the Financial Times, Michael McKenzie. Good morning, Michael.
Oh, good morning, Corin. How are you?
Give us a sense of the mood. This is some pretty worried people out there.
Well, I think it's a bit of a wake-up call for equity investors. Generally, we've seen many areas of the global equity markets hitting new highs in recent weeks as investors initially downplayed a kind of a tough or a hard landing for the global economy in the first quarter of this year. And I think the fact that the virus is escalating and spreading to other countries such as South Korea, Iran, and notably Italy, which is sort of in particularly Milan, which is a sort of financial and business hub of Europe and quite close to Switzerland and Germany and other countries, it has rattled investors and they're beginning to reassess this idea that the coronavirus could be contained and would not hit global economic activity.
Give us a sense of the scale of the losses today, 3.5% across the board. That is quite the biggest, perhaps the biggest fall in quite some time, 4 years.
It is. You're talking about, 2016, which of course is when global bond yields were hitting their all-time lows and the US 10-year yield at 1.36% is close to its record low of 1.32% that we saw after the UK voted to leave the EU in 2016. I think what's interesting, you've got to put it in context here. So at the moment, today's big decline in European equities has now pushed that market slightly negative for the year. The S&P is flirting with negative territory for the year. On a 12-month basis, equities are still up quite substantially. So I think at this point, it's not a surprise that we're getting more jitters here in equities, but longer term, people are still saying, yes, the coronavirus could severely disrupt the global economy and particularly global supply chains for the current quarter and maybe into the second quarter. But there's still a feeling amongst investors that in the longer term that you will get a V-shaped recovery in the global economy because China and other countries will up the stimulus efforts. And you'll get a big pickup in economic activity.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So too soon for a response from authorities, central banks, when would we start hearing noises that they would be accommodative?
Well, I think you sort of go back to late 2018 when you saw a very dramatic sell-off in global markets and that actually prompted the US Fed Reserve to signal, look, it was done with raising rates and was actually going to start cutting rates, which is what we saw last year. I think you need to see a bit more of a sell-off gathering pace before central banks actually start to signal that they're willing to cut further. Now, there is a debate, of course, how much more can central banks really do when their interest rates are so low, and in the case of Europe, they're negative, and same in Japan. I think a lot depends on what kind of fiscal response we're going to see from a number of countries, including China particularly. But again, China has amassed so much debt from its past stimulus efforts over the last decade that there is, again, a big question mark as to just how effective China can be in stimulating an economy when it already has a huge amount of debt.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because people have been going to share markets because the bond markets' interest rates have been so low and disappointing for returns. There's nowhere to go now, really. Is there other than gold, I suppose? Because I see oil markets, commodity markets are being hit as well.
Well, that's the interesting thought. If you track the relationship between gold and copper, for example, gold has just skyrocketed. What's interesting about gold, too, is that normally when the US dollar is rising, gold doesn't do well. But this time, gold is doing well. And I think it's because at the moment, we've got about $14 trillion of global bond yields that are actually in negative territory. So when yields are so low and actually negative, it does encourage people to go and buy gold, which, of course, doesn't pay any kind of interest. So at that point, gold does become an attractive commodity to own. And in particular, I'd keep an eye on copper, because if copper continues to wallow, and along with oil prices as well, those are probably the two areas that would tell us that, the coronavirus and the economic damage is actually going to be quite prolonged. And so I think, again, equity investors are looking at that, and it's one of the reasons why energy, for example, has been the worst performing sector today on Wall Street. That's not a good sign for expectations about the global economy in the coming months.
Just finally on that, I mean, we're talking about paper losses here in some senses that could spring back tomorrow on better news with coronavirus. At what point does the negativity in share markets start to flow through to so-called Main Street and the confidence of consumers and spending, jobs, these sorts of things?
Well, that's a very good question, because if we look at the Western economies, particularly the US, the consumer's really been holding everything up. Business confidence took a real hit last year with a trade war between the US and China, and it hasn't really recovered. So when businesses are pulling back, the consumer sort of steps in and continues to spend. And I think now we are getting close to that moment. That's why I think the central banks will have to sort of signal something quite soon. And I also think governments are going to have to signal something about fiscal stimulus quite soon, because we do live in a very financialized world, and it doesn't take much for a sell-off in equities to really affect consumer confidence, because most of us now have our retirement plans in stock markets. Most of us, you know, if we have children and we're looking to send them on to university, we have college savings plans. We are pretty much reliant upon continued outperformance of equity markets. And I think you'll see a response from central banks and finance ministers fairly soon if the sell-off continues.
Michael, thank you very much. Michael McKenzie there from the Financial Times, the markets editor at the Financial Times.